Welcome to the first mailbox in March. Regular listeners will know that it's time again to quote from your answers to our February competition question and, of course, announce the names of the four winners. Once again, we received a great many correct answers, some of which went to great detail and considerable length. It would be nice if we could quote much longer paragraphs of your answers on the air, but alas, there's only so much time we have. So we'd better start. This answer is from George Matusek from Missouri.
The answer to your current quiz about the identity of the Bohemian noblewoman born in 1868 and married in 1900 is Sophie, Duchess of Hohenberg. She was born as Sophie Marie Chotek or Zofie Marie Chotková.
Don Schumann from Colorado, by the way a big fan of Czech vintage Skodas, wrote this.
She was the daughter of the chief equerry at the imperial court in Vienna. When as a young woman, Sophie became lady-in-waiting to the Archduchess Isabella of Pressburg. Archduke Franz Ferdinand, heir to the Austro-Hungarian throne, first met Sophie at a dance in Prague in 1888. The couple fell in love, but although Sophie came from a prominent Bohemian family, Franz Ferdinand knew that she would not be accepted as the wife of the future emperor. Franz Josef did not attend the wedding, nor did his brothers or their families. Over the next few years, the couple had three children, Sophie, born in 1901, Maximilian, born in 1902, and Ernst, born in 1904.
Jaromír Hauser writes from Frankfurt, Germany.
My grandmother helped from time to time in the kitchen of Konopische Castle, and I still have a tin coffee pot which had been used during the marriage celebration in 1900 there.
Andrew Connolly follows Radio Prague in Scotland.
In public, Sophie would not appear alongside her husband. This included riding in separate carriages. Ironically, if the couple had followed this rigid protocol, they wouldn't have been riding in the same carriage together that fateful day. And Sophie may have survived the hail of gunfire that claimed both their lives on June 28, 1914.
Charles Konesny from Ohio sent us this answer.
A gunshot has never caused a greater turmoil in Europe and the world, as the ones that killed Sophie and the Archduke Ferdinand that day in Sarajevo. The changes it brought to Europe were profound, and of course Czechoslovakia was born. It was the war to end all wars, but it didn't. As far as Sophie goes, she was a very attractive woman, and I can see why she caught the Archduke's eye.
Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark actually visited the scene of the assassination.
1 year after the civil war ended in Bosnia, I visited Sarajevo with my family on the kind invitation of Bosnian friends. We stood at the corner where Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated.
Evelyn Coviello writes from New York.
The couple's tragic assassination in Sarajevo on the 28th of June 1914 triggered the onset of the First World War, coincidence or not, as their prenuptial was signed 14 years ago to the day. Sophie's orphaned children did not escape the wages of war and, beginning in 1938, spent 7 years at Dachau concentration camp.
Colin Law listens to Radio Prague in New Zealand.
Sophie and Franz Ferdinand's great-granddaughter, Her Serene Highness Princess Sophia von Hohenberg, hopes to get back Konopische Castle. It was seized when the 1919 Treaty of Saint-Germain-en-Laye carved up the old Habsburg Empire into Austria, Hungary and Czechoslovakia. The Habsburgs were stripped of their property, but Sophie claims that as Franz Ferdinand's children were never Habsburgs, the property should never have been taken.
Stephen Conlin from Bristol, England makes an interesting comparison.
Ironically, it appears from Sophie's family tree that she could have been the solution to many of the empire's problems. She had ancestors from the Austrian, Czech and Hungarian gentry and aristocracy. If Franz Josef had died, say in 1910, she and her husband might have helped to hold together and modernize the empire into a federation that would have resembled more the European Union of today. The death of a royal personage in a car has a more recent echo today. If her marriage had been as successful as Sophie von Hohenberg's, perhaps Diana, Princess of Wales, could have shown how the British royal family might modernise and appeal to all generations. Sadly, neither lady was destined to see her husband ascend the throne. Sophie and her husband were shot in Sarajevo in 1914, an event that led directly to the First World War.
And finally, an answer from Ralph Francis from Vancouver, Canada.
The lady who was unfortunate enough to be involved in the start of the First World War was Zofia Chodková. The serpentine on tram routes 22 and 23 in Prague was named Chodkovy Sady, presumably after her family or herself.
Actually, the Chodkovy Sady Park and the street alongside it were named after Sophie's grandfather, Karel Chotek. Thank you very much indeed for taking the time to write all your detailed answers. As usually, only four of you can be picked out of the hat each month. The prizes this time go to Karuna Kantapal from India, Simon Fisher and Ian Andrew Pasica from England, and Stephen Wara from France. Congratulations. And very briefly, here's our March question. March's mystery man was born in 1861 in the town of Hermanův Městec. Besides being a prolific writer, translator, teacher, and later President Masaryk's chief of protocol, he was also one of the founding members of the International Olympic Committee and its general secretary at one point. The address for your answers is, as usual, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague. Until next week.